Good morning, everyone. This week, we're going to be reading Parshas Vayigash. And in the Jewish calendar, Vayigash is usually, is almost always followed in the following week, in the subsequent week, by the fast day Asara B'Teves. And one of the common themes between the Parsha and Asara B'Teves is the theme of the connectivity of the Jewish people and the need for that connectivity. In Parshas Vayigash, that's all of the family of Yaakov coming together finally after being in disparate parts for such a long time. And in Asara B'Teves, it's the fast that marks the beginning of the process of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash and the exile that ensues afterwards and is a clear demarcation of the splintering of the Jewish people, and so the need for that connectivity is apparent in the holiday, the fast day as well. I just like to pick up on one place in this week's parsha where you see one of the principles that's necessary in order to accomplish that connectivity, meaning some almost advice that the Parsha is giving us on how to have that connectivity with each other. So Yosef finally reveals himself to the brothers in this week's Parsha, and he tells them, Ani Yosef ha'odavi chai, I'm Yosef, is my father still alive? And the brothers, it says in the Pasuk, aren't able to answer him because they're shocked. Ki nivhalu panav. So they have a shocked expression. They don't know what to make of this. And now Yosef has to respond. He has to respond to the situation of the brother saying, "What? Huh?" And they have this shocked face. They don't really say. They don't say anything. Yosef needs to now interpret. And so let's see what he does. Vayomer Yosef el Echav. He says to his brothers, "Gishuna elai." He says, "Come to me. Come be close to me," as opposed to the brothers who saw Yosef from a distance before selling him and kept him at that distance in terms of their ability to understand where he was at that time. Yosef does exactly the opposite, and he says, come close to me, Vayigashu, and they come close. And now, from this distance, from this closeness, Yosef is able to say, Ani Yosef, Achichem, I am Yosef, your brother, Asher Mechartem Osi Mitzrayma, that you sent to Egypt. And so what Yosef is doing here is he's addressing the first reason why they might be shocked, which is that they believe that he's not really Yosef. So he provides them with evidence that he's Yosef. Viata, and now, but right away he continues and he says, now Al Ta'atzvu, don't be concerned. So if the reason that you're shocked is because you don't believe me, here's proof that you can believe me. But if the reason that you're shocked and you're not able to respond is that you're terrified, what I'm going to do to you from this position of power, Al te'atzvu v'al yichar be'inechem ki mechartem osi heina. Don't be worried. Don't be distraught. It's going to be okay. But what Yosef does next is incredible. He says, Ki lemichye shilachani Elohim lifneichem. It's God's will that I was sent down here. God had a plan here that was beyond what I could understand, beyond what you could understand. We were all just playing the roles that we needed to play. Why does Yosef say this? Why does he say we were all just playing the roles that we needed to play, that this is all part of God's plan? So the Or HaChaim explains that when the brothers get back to Yaakov, they need to tell him what happened, and they say, Yaakov, Yosef is still alive, let's go down to Egypt. And the Or HaChaim says, that's not all they said. Yaakov doesn't just pick himself up and go down to Egypt and say, I want to see my son before I die. He must ask, what happened to the story that you told me previously? What happened to the whole Tarof Taraf Yosef, that Yosef was torn to bits? It doesn't seem like he's torn to bits, it seems like he's in Egypt. So, like, fess up, basically. And the Or HaChaim explains that the brothers do, in fact, tell Yaakov the truth at this point. There are other opinions that say that Yaakov never knew, but the Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains that that in fact the brothers did tell Yaakov at this point. And so now what Yosef is doing in this pasuk becomes apparent. The Or HaChaim explains that Yosef is giving the brothers an answer to Yaakov's pain at his sons selling Yosef. Meaning, when the brothers go and tell Yaakov what they've done, Yosef is the one who provides them with the answer for how to address Yaakov. And the beauty of this Or HaChaim is that whether or not the brothers actually did tell Yaakov what happened, what they must have been feeling in that moment, that moment of shock and some terror and reckoning, is that they don't only need to reckon with Yosef, but they need fundamentally to reckon with their father, who they've lied to, who they've put into this depressive state for all of these years. They need to reckon with him as well. And Yosef, in his sensitivity to what the brothers are experiencing, is able to not only address their fears directed towards Yosef, but he's able to even address their fears as they're directed pertinent to Yaakov. What we can do in order to increase the amount of Ahavat Yisrael, the amount of brotherhood in the Jewish people, is to do exactly what Yosef is doing. First to say, Geshuna Eli, to come close to me, and then to look at the experiences, to look at the emotions and the thought process that that our brothers are experiencing, and to try to meet them where they are. Have a wonderful day.